Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 7th from 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Bruce Wilkerson made this two-story verse of the Old Testament famous in modern times with his 10 million copy bestseller, The Prayer of Jabez. Probably too much has already been written about it, but sometimes it's good to return to familiar territory and be encouraged all over again. Remember these salient points about Jabez. Jabez was, quote, more honorable than his brothers, unquote, because he actually sought God's favor. Apparently, Jabez didn't assume God was favorably inclined toward him. After all, he had been a major pain, in a literal way, to his mother. We might rightly expect that he was a pain to others as he grew up, knowing that personal names in the ancient world spoke about character. Following in Jabez's footsteps requires us to seek God, not just passively wait for him to show up like a genie and then get disappointed with God when he doesn't. The placement of Jabez's story in the midst of sleep-inducing genealogies without context, preface, or aftermath is to emphasize its importance to God himself. God really loved Jabez's bold faith, commending Jabez for it by doing exactly what Jabez asked of him. God loves it when we take his promise literally and passionately, that he is able, quote, to do immeasurably more than we can ask or even imagine, unquote, Ephesians 3:20. And he wants us to actually ask boldly. Jabez took God's promises to his people Israel quite literally to himself. In other words, Jabez believes something along these lines. Abraham is my father, as is Isaac, as is Jacob. They received promises that they gave to me as my inheritance. Those promises included blessing and having as much territory on this earth as I need. If Canaan is not big enough, then there's territory to the east and north out to the great river basin where I can have for the asking. And if that's not enough, the whole world is available. So I'm asking for it, God of my fathers. Finally, Jabez wasn't about to be stuck with the negative legacy somebody else dumped on him. He wanted freedom from the pain of his past and present, so Jabez cried out, and the original language indicates a powerful from-the-gut kind of cry, that God would set him free by being his deliverer forever. We will always do well by following Jabez's example. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.